I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzi Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Columbus Day weekend is the traditional turn to the off season on Cape Cod, and some series that have become winter staples are starting up this holiday weekend. For the Woods Hole Folk Music Society, though, this new season will be its final group of concerts.
Yes, the Society's season kicks off with a concert at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday by the duo of Archie Fisher and Garnet Rogers, and that's at Woods Hole Community Hall. But they are indeed the first of the last. After 47 years, the Society is stopping its biweekly concert season after this year. The organizers talked to our writer about how members of the all-volunteer organization are getting older and it's become a lot of work to do this series, so they decided to go out with a bang with a season of folk music favorites from past years. Garnet Rogers from this weekend, for example, has been there 8 times before, and other acts, including Joel Mabus and also the Reunion Band, are going to be returning during the season as well. Then the season will finish off next spring, fittingly, with Bill Staines, who has performed every single one of the series' 47 years.
Also in Woods Hole, the film festival based there will be starting 2 off-season series this weekend, showing favorites from the summer's festival and other independent movies.
At 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, the festival is going to kick off its Dinner and a Movie series with the feature comedy Lost in Paris, which is the story of a small-town librarian on an unusual search. The films will be shown monthly at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution's Redfield Auditorium, and the series gets its name from the fact that ticket holders can receive discounts that night at local restaurants, including the Captain Kidd, Quick's Hole Tavern, and Landfall. Then at 7 p.m. on Sunday, Catuit Center for the Arts is going to start its Best of the Woods Hole Film Festival series with a program called Best of the Fest Shorts. That 110-minute program will include films chosen at the August Woods Hole Festival as the best in the short comedy, drama, documentary, and animation categories. 2 local films are included in that group. Then that film series will continue October 14th and 21st.
3 local theaters will be involved on Saturday for the start of the 13th season of The Met Live in HD. It's live simulcast of opera performances happening in New York City.
The first opera up this year will be Verdi's Aida with soprano Anna Netrebko. 3 area venues are going to screen the operas through the winter: Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater, Cape Cinema in Dennis, and the Martha's Vineyard Performing Arts Center at Vineyard Haven. The series has been really popular. They've got many sellouts or near sellouts at each location in past years. So the 2018-19 simulcast season is going to feature 10 transmissions, including 4 new productions. All are Saturday matinee performances, including this week's, and they're all transmitted live from the Met stage to those local screens.
The one-time-only event we're featuring this week happens in Sandwich, which on Saturday will host a celebration of music all around its downtown area.
For the 3rd year, some local musicians are going to be playing blues, pop, jazz, oldies, folk, country, Irish jigs, and more on the porches of downtown homes and businesses for the Sandwich Arts Alliance's Porch Fest. There will be individual sessions around town from 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Then the musicians are going to come together for the last porch open mic-style finale from 5 to 6 p.m. at Sandwich Public Library. The event is free, and visitors are welcome to stroll between the porches or bring a folding chair to just sit down and listen to their favorites. The rain date, if needed, will be on Monday.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.